Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School, creator of the Celestial Timings, and co-author of the Shamanic Astrology Handbook. And this is an overview of 2014. What are some of the most amazing events that are happening this year? And we'll be covering a few things here, at least touching on them, talking about the super new moons of January 2014, the first one activating, the one on January 1st, activating the Grand Cross as a dynamic and powerful way to start the new year. The one on January 30th, it starts the Chinese New Year, also super, meaning that this is a term that's been picked up recently. Actually, astronomers are now calling them super new moons when the moon is closest to the Earth. And at a new moon or a full moon phase. There will be three super moons, full moons actually, that happen July, August, and September, with August being the closest one of the year. So when the moon is closest to the Earth, the energy of that new moon or full moon is amplified and bigger. And in fact, when the moon rises, it rises bigger. And I will be doing a YouTube audio on this to show a little bit more about what that's about. We're also going to be looking at the lunar standstill. It's a 19-year cycle, the eclipses that are happening within the context of the Grand Cross that is one of the major features of this year, looking at how the U.S. chart is being affected by that, and also the two new cycles of Venus and Mars that are part of the Grand Cross. And we'll see what else comes up. But first, I want to just say that 2014, the theme that has been coming to me based on my personal experience and what other people I've been noticing happening for other people around me is unexpected magic. And I created a 19-minute audio that talks about my experiences of unexpected magic. And also a song, the theme song, You Can Do Magic by America. I posted this on my website, KaylinCastell.com, under Kaylin's Sharings. It's the first post there, at least as we begin this year, 2014. And I may have others that will be posted there later, but it's got pictures of some of the events that were taking place, and some of the messages that really came through strongly about how we need to shed and release all of the old. This is part of the whole Grand Cross energy as well, shedding and releasing, letting go of the old structures so that we can be open and receive the new structures that are coming in. A lot of that came through an experience with some snake medicine. As we complete the year of the snake, the water snake, and the Chinese way of looking at each year, and by January 30th, the new moon in Aquarius will be the beginning of the Chinese year of the wood horse or the green horse. And so just working with the Jupiter cycle. And then also for my paid subscribers, if you want to know if you're in a Jupiter return, if you don't know what your Jupiter is, Jupiter is in Cancer up until July, mid-July of 2014, and then it's going into Leo, into the sign of Leo. So those who have Jupiter in Cancer and Jupiter in Leo will be in a Jupiter return. And I do have tables, and you can locate where Jupiter was when you were born and figure out if you are in a Jupiter return or not. So that is something that paid subscribers can access. We'll also be looking at the Grand Cross and the sort of crescendo movement moving into April of 2014, when the next Uranus-Pluto square is exact and the Grand Cross is the closest Grand Cross of any Grand Cross I've seen in my life, or maybe we'll see in any lifetime for a while. That's pretty close. And it is happening in the context of an eclipse window. And eclipses are accelerating of energy anyway, too. So it's going to be quite a remarkable time. Well, I did do a YouTube on this. If you go to my YouTube channel, Kaylin Castell, and look for the Grand Cross Grand Shift YouTube, you should be able to find that. It's 11 minutes going into great detail about why this is such a remarkable time and what the energies are, and giving some visuals about how to work with that. I will be doing more video for my paid subscribers this year. I'll probably do a few more that I'll post on YouTube as well. And just to kind of give a sense of all what's going on, because this is such an important time. So the theme of unexpected magic, and the YouTube of America doing the song, You Can Do Magic. And so I've had a lot of feedback already about how this has been really remarkable for many people who have been experiencing their own versions of unexpected magic. And it's been very gratifying to have that feedback and to let me know that this theme that I'm imagining seems to be something that's coming up for a lot of people. Also, 2014 is a 777 jackpot year. And I got this insight just as we were ending 2013 and going into 2014. And so I wrote about it in the January Celestial Timings, that 2014, 2 plus 1 plus 4 equals 7, so it's a 7 year from the numerology perspective. And 14 is 7 plus 7, so there's 3 sevens that are involved in 2014. So I just had this image of the 777 jackpot. And interestingly, someone actually posted this on the paid timings post that I put up, saying that they had, over the holidays, gone to a casino for their first time and with their sons over the holidays, and was asking for a sign to show her sons that they, that, you know, the universe does support us, that we are connected to our higher self and archangels, and they're there for us to help us and bring our, and, you know, meet our needs. She asked for a sign, and then she pushed the button and got a 777 jackpot and won like $800, $802, something like that. So unexpected magic. Absolutely, that was unexpected magic. The 777 confirmation, oh my gosh. So we need to be open to whatever that might look like. And it might not come in ways that we expect. And in fact, it probably won't come in ways that we expect, because of course it is unexpected magic. And so so let's just kind of back up and look at the new moon of January 1st. With the new moon conjunct, the sun and the moon conjunct Pluto and Mercury, opposite Jupiter, squared by Mars and Uranus. And so the grand cross activation on the new year, a great way to start a calendar year, because our calendar isn't really connected to solar cycles, lunar cycles. It's not, it's just sort of an arbitrary date that is, that starts the year. And so, but this new year happens to be with that new moon, a very powerful way to begin the year, and also to really bring our attention to the Grand Cross that will be exact in April. It is the closest Grand Cross I've ever seen, probably will be the closest Grand Cross of many lifetimes. It is at the degrees of 13. So Pluto at 13 Capricorn, Jupiter at 13 Cancer, Mars at 13 Libra, and Uranus at 13 Aries, and then, you know, different minutes of that, but very, very close, all happening within the context of an eclipse window. So you may have heard me say in the past that eclipses accelerate the energy. So whatever is going on, we're in this two-week window of a total lunar eclipse that will be seen on probably from the United States on April 15th, and then the partial solar eclipse probably won't be seen here at on April 28th, and then the exact Uranus-Pluto square April 21st, and the exact Grand Cross on April 23rd. But the whole month of April, this is at play, this whole energy, and especially the 2 weeks between the eclipses. I will do more on that as the year goes on. Now, what's interesting about this is that the on the U.S. chart, the United States chart, The sun is at 13 Cancer, and actually Saturn's at 14 Libra. So there's a powerful activation on the United States chart. And so we could imagine that the dynamic tension of the Grand Cross and whatever it is that needs to come to light and also needs to be released and let go of, so that the new structures, you know, what is the death and rebirth process that's going on here? What do we need to shed and release? Very much like the snake shedding its skin, and based in the story that I shared on Unexpected Magic, Saturn cycles represent that. Saturn's involved in this process for the United States. What must be shed and released? And also, what's coming to light, the secrets that are coming to light. There's so much that's been coming to light over the last few years, and that will continue to happen with the Uranus-Pluto square that will be at play at least until 2018, but with two more exact squares this year, in April and December. So much possibility. Now we have two new cycles, synodic cycles of Venus and Mars. The Venus cycle starting January 17th in Capricorn, and also part of the Grand Cross. So Venus won't stay there because she's going to go direct at the end of January, and she'll pass out of the degrees of Capricorn, but her whole 584-day cycle until April of 2015, or August, I'm sorry, August of 2015, will be integrating the archetype of Capricorn into the collective psyche of humanity for the feminine principle. The circle of grandmothers, the wise one, the one who knows what needs to get done and can get it done. So the feminine expression of that, and it's going to be on the center stage for that. That is the aspect of the feminine that is going to be most prominent in the collective psyche as it goes through its cycle of letting go of all the ways that it hasn't been in its power, and then reclaiming that and reclaiming a healthy expression of that. And we can see that's actually been happening around the planet, where there have been the microloans to women to change the economics of their family and their culture of their tribe. So I think that we'll be seeing more of those kinds of examples of the divine feminine wisdom and the circle of grandmothers, the wisdom of the circle of grandmothers. And I know there's Native American tribes, not exactly sure. I think the Iroquois definitely honored the circle of grandmothers, and maybe it's the Hopi who said that, have a prophecy that say when the grandmothers return, then peace will return to the earth and plenty for everyone. So this is a very exciting Venus cycle. I will be tracking the Venus cycle throughout the celestial timings throughout 2014. I also have a sheet that people can download to connect with the exact dates of the different aspects of the Venus cycle. And so that's part of the magic, you know, working with the magic of the Venus cycle, tracking this cycle. Very powerful time. Mars begins a new cycle in April, just as we get to the Grand Cross. So Mars will rise up in the evening sky as the sun is setting in early April, and then April 23rd will be at 13 degrees in Libra, part of the Grand Cross experience. And the other thing Mars is doing this year is hanging out with a fixed star called Spica, the strongest, most prominent star in the sky that has been connected to the divine feminine. She's in the hand of the Virgin Priestess. So some imagery, the light in the hand, the wheat or the corn, you know, the nourishment, the food, the whatever it is that is in the hand of the divine feminine. And Mars is the expression of the sacred masculine. And the new cycle of Mars in Libra, conscious equal partnership. How do we partner with each other? How do we create a round table where all people are honored as equal for what they bring, not the same, but valued in the same way, not the same things that are being brought. We need all the places on the wheel to be honored and valued. And so Mars is doing that journey and will be gaining wisdom, insight, and activating the light codes that come from Spica in connection to this. And Arcturus too. I've been writing about how Spica and Arcturus are connected in the sky. So more, definitely more to be shared about all of that. And also something else that's very unique for this year is the 19-year lunar standstill. In February, I believe it's the 18th of February, the North Node goes into Libra for the first time in nearly 19 years, and the South Node will be going into Aries. And whenever the nodes are in when the North Node is in Libra and the South Node is in Aries, we are definitely in the time of the inner lunar standstill. And I will do a bigger video on this that I will definitely be posting on YouTube to give a stronger sense of what that's all about. But it's a powerful time. They built standing stone circles in Scotland and other places to track the standstill of the moon. It was that important. And the thoughts that I have is that about this, if we think of it as an inner standstill, that the moon is staying inside, deeper inside, not going out beyond the boundaries of the sun, but staying inside. And so it takes us deeper in. And so that's also happening. And it's going to be also activated at the eclipses. So something definitely to pay attention to. So we will also have three super full moons. Now, actually, in Sermonic Astrology, I just want to say we look at, we talk about the super full moon or the super new moon as an eclipse, and I've been doing that for years. But as the astronomy world has now picked up on this idea that a super new moon or super full moon is when the moon is closest to the Earth, it's also called perigee. And actually, the moon will look fuller, look bigger, just a percentage bigger as it's rising. And in the video that I'm going to create, I'll have an imagery of that that people can see so they can get a sense of that. So this movement of the nodes into these signs will also mean that there are people who have the nodes in these signs that are either in a nodal return or a nodal reversal. Again, the paid subscribers have access to a chart that they can look at to see if where the nodes were when they were born and if they are indeed in a nodal cycle at this particular time. And the thing about nodal cycles is that they are the time when magic can happen. Because we really need three things for magic to happen. One is to be in alignment with our original soul's intent, why we're really here, what's our soul, our heart desire, what's the deepest reason for us, and are we in alignment with that for our being and what it is we're here to bring. And to have our tools together so that we can fulfill that intention, and also then the timing to be right. And so nodal cycles represent that right timing. And here we are with all of these amazing cycles taking place in the sky. Collectively, we're all feeling this, whether we're experiencing this in a personal sense, we're definitely getting it on the collective level. Now, some people will be feeling it more, they'll be more on the front lines or the leading edge of these energies. It'll be activating them far more personally. But we're all, you know, we're all in this together. So some people are just going to have more be coming up to let go of, to release, to clear. And some of that will depend on how much work we've done already and how attached we are to how things are at this point. So going with the flow, being in the flow. But if you're in a nodal cycle, it's a time when really amazing doors can open, and you're not forced through them necessarily. It's just like you have these opportunities, you can take them or not. So it's helpful to know when you're in that particular cycle. It's kind of like the idea about, it's not necessarily wise to plant a garden in winter, may not be very successful, but it's also not wise to miss planting your garden in spring, taking advantage of the timing. And so those in a nodal cycle will really want to take advantage of that. And you can get that chart if you're a paid subscriber. And so they're also working on, and we'll have the tables of the ingresses of the signs of the moon and Venus and Mars and the sun and Mercury and all the other planets for 2014 and also going on into 2015. So there's a lot of great content and material in addition to the monthly written timings and written and audio timings that I've been creating, as well as I'm very excited that I can now create video timings as well. And I will be doing that more as the year goes on. So here is to the 777 jackpot, unexpected magic of 2014.